Hello, my friend, mi amiga, amigos. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I wanted to do an intuitive podcast episode. I know it's been a little over a week, but I really wanted to take a break. And we're going to talk about the power of intuition, how it helps you in business and in life, whether you believe in God, universe, energy, whatever your main source of belief is in your life, the importance of also trusting our inner knowings, trusting ourselves when we know it is time for a pause, when we know it's time to take action, and how that can help you not just in life, but also in business. This is Women's Month. I am so proud to be a woman. I am so proud to be a mother. I'm so proud to have my babies. I have three kids that have been a headache to have, not just because they are beautiful and a blessing, but they also can be a lot of work. But also for my body, having babies is not something super easy. It's something that has cost a lot of my health as well. And this Women's Month of History Month, this month, it's so focused in women, the feminine power. And I wanted to show you, it's not just about, it's not about gender. It's about like the fun, easy, flowing, allowing things to happen and nurture in your life type of energy. And so with that, I wanted to do this special episode today. I have my deck cards out. We'll be talking a little bit about that. I'll be talking about the Pinterest TB episode, which really ties into intuitive in business and life, following your intuition. I'll talk about the pause. And I wanted to do this episode more intuitively because I wanted to really take you inside of my life, inside of my business, and the abundance part. There's so much noise, right? There's so many amazing tools out there. If you listen back to different episodes on this podcast, you can find different tools that I use, like AI, different platforms I'm on, like Pinterest and Instagram, and how I've grown my business. I literally started this podcast in 2018, in the beginning of my career. And it's when it really started taking off. So if you wanted to, you could follow my whole journey now into 2023, where I'm at today. And as business owners, as women, as mothers, as parents, we tend to lose the fun side of things, right? The fun side of life. And sometimes that's going to require us to slow down and also take intuitive parts and actions in our business and in our life. So with that, let me go ahead and start off first talking about the intuitive in your business, or the inner knowing, the gut feeling, the butterflies that, hey, I have this idea, the inspiration that happens sometimes in the shower, sometimes when you meditate, the things that come along, or when you're on a walk, however it comes to you. I truly believe that each one of us has the knowledge and has the power, if we quiet our mind, to really tap into what is truly next for us without having to seek outside validation or outside help. It's beautiful to have coaches. It's beautiful to take online courses. But I think it's really important to like also start practicing our inner knowing, because something that happened, being very transparent with this in the past years, is that I got so into education and learning more that I lost my inner knowing. I lost the power to really tap into myself. So this past 2 weeks, I've been really focusing back on what makes me happy, how can I tap back into my inner knowing and not focus on what everybody else wants to see or wants to do. And things have been flourishing, and that's why I wanted to do this episode. I want to help you do the same. So first, let's talk about Pinterest TB. So I just did an episode. This is not to brag. I want to help you, okay? But I need to give you a little bit of context or backstory so you understand, and you can implement this type of thing as well in your own business. I got reached out by Pinterest. That's how I started working with them. So I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me. That was last year. We started doing episodes together, and I started really tapping into the fun. I think really last year in September, That episode that I did on Hocus Pocus hair and the Bride of Frankenstein crazy hair that I did, all that was really a lot of fun for me. Like, it wasn't about getting views. It wasn't about, like, let's become popular. It was truly about, like, I want to have fun. I love Halloween. Like, Halloween, like, the witchiness, the magic, the mystery, the fun, the inner child, like, all my best memories are revolved a lot around Halloween, around candles, around scents like Palo Santo, something that I grew up with from my grandma. I'm Central American, so my dad was Guatemalan. My mom is half Guatemalan, half Honduran. But my dad's side, they are like very native to where they live. Like, they have their own dialect, which is like, it's like their own language aside from Spanish. It's called Quiche. And they believe a lot in the power of like nature and plants and herbs to heal our bodies and our spirits. And so I grew up a little bit around that with my grandma. And lately I've been tapping more into that. And I've been helping not just myself, but also my mom, who lives overseas in Spain. So as you can tell, like, my life is very different, right? And I started really tapping into the fun side of things. So what happened is that I did a Pinterest episode. It got over 100,000 views in less than 48 hours. It was insane. And it was really a fun episode for me. I got the choice. I got reached out. So I had video and audio support this time. And also I had one of the Pinterest TV, like producers, like she was helping me also while I was live. That was the first time we did that. There was a lot of tech. I made a lot of mistakes before I went on. But when I went on, and I'm telling you behind the scenes, because sometimes we just see the cool stuff. We're like, oh my gosh, she got over, I think now it's over 113,000 views. She got all these views, but nobody sees or shares with you the behind the scenes. It was a hot mess. There was so much tech that I've never used before on top of what I regularly use, which I got a little confused by. And I was like a minute late into my live, but I did it and I had fun. I went intuitive into it. I talked to them like I would be talking to my client. I had fun with it. And it was an episode that did very well organically. And I wanted to share that because intuitively, I felt like I should talk about that subject. Although there was two other options of the subjects I could talk about during that live. I chose that one. That was more like aligned with me. I just felt it would be so much more beneficial for my audience, but also beneficial for me because I love talking about scalp health. It was about scalps, your hair scalp. And I went with that route. And I wanted to share that with you because in business, you're gonna need to be able to trust your inner knowing sometimes, although there may be something fun. The other options that I had were a lot more fun. It would be more pleasing to the eye. But I felt in my inner self that the first option was the right one for me. How many times in your business have you wanted to do something, but you hold yourself back because, well, it's not what everybody wants. It's not what's popular. It's not what's trending. How many times have we done that, right? With my mobile salon, I had flowers in the backdrop and I felt like it was time to let it go. I felt like I needed a clean space. I've been doing that and it feels so good and refreshing, not just to me, but also to my clients. There's like a new energy in it and it felt really good. And that's the intuitive part of business that nobody shares with you that I'm sharing with you today. Start tapping into that. So how and why would you want to tap into that? Why you want to tap into that is because it's going to be like your unique point of differentiation. You have skills, you have experiences, you have ideas that belong to you and that can only be shared out in the world in the way that you can express them, in the way that you can show them. All of us today that we're listening to this episode or everybody, all of my audience on Pinterest or Instagram or TikTok or wherever I'm at, all of my audience members, we could all go into start the same exact business today and we would end up with completely different businesses because our ideas and how we would execute the business would be completely different from one another. And in a world where we get pushed to like do this many pieces of content and you have to do this and you have to do that and you need to make this. And, you know, I remember when I started for, as a hairstylist, you know, like you needed to make $100,000 and $100,000. I'm like, who gives a fuck about the fucking $100,000? How about somebody is happy? Like, you know, what happens when you, because it happened to me. Like, I think this is the part where a lot of people don't understand, and I'm sharing with you today, is sometimes we think, oh, we'll be happier when we have the $100,000 or we have the big ass house or we have the nicer car. I've done all that shit. Like, I was not happier when I made more money. I was burned out. Like, I barely saw my kids. I literally didn't see my kids in the morning or at night because I left before they woke up and I came back after they were asleep. I did that for a couple of months and it took a toll on me. I was super happy because I was making good money and I love what I do, but it took a toll that my kids to this day still remember that and they bring that up to me. And this is the part for us as mothers and also being business owners, that we cannot beat ourselves up and we're allowed to give ourselves grace. Because I know if I wouldn't have made that period of my life where I was working all the time, where I was, you know, like not seeing my kids in the morning or at night, that I wouldn't appreciate the moments that I have with them now. I needed that lesson at that time. So instead of beating myself up, I am grateful that I made that, whether it's a mistake or learning curve lesson, so that I can be at the point and at the level that I'm at today. So if you make in the past or you have made decisions that haven't been all the best for your family, please know that maybe like it was just a lesson that you needed or that helped you to be where you are today. Because of that, I was able to go into the education realm. Because of that, I got into doing lives every, you know, like every week. And that's something like also with the whole Pinterest TV, before I move on forward about the intuitive part in your business, is that I go live every single week. And is it hard to have subjects? Yeah, in the beginning it is. But this is the part that nobody tells you that I'm going to share with you. I am very intuitive. I don't plan shit. Like I plan a lot of things, but when it comes to doing lives, when it comes to doing my podcast, I am very like, what is the message I want to share from my inner knowing? And there was this beautiful thing, and shout out to Phil. I forget his last name, but I was watching him yesterday on Instagram and he was saying like, we are like a tree. You are the tree, right? And all the information and all the things that you do or your business are the little branches that come out of you. So it's not just that I am just a hairstylist or I'm only a cosmetologist or I'm only a colorist. It's that I am a being. I'm a mother. I'm a human. I'm a woman. I'm a sister. There's so many things that you are, right? Like you are probably a beauty professional. You're probably somebody's friend. You're probably somebody's bestie. You're probably somebody's like best family member. You're somebody's support and love system. There's so many things that you encompass as a human. And when we go into social media, we get so stuck sometimes that we have to be just that one damn thing, that one damn title, because we put all of our worth, like it's only based on that one thing. And we don't allow ourselves to pivot and we don't allow ourselves to change. And I am here to tell you that you can change and be successful at it. Look at me. Like I am the perfect example of, if you're new here, welcome in. I started as a hairstylist assistant out of beauty school. I became an educator in under a year for a brand. I was traveling, working with different brands. The pandemic hit. I started really pivoting into online education. Now I work with brands as a consultation for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Also for other different things in regards to Pinterest and marketing. I do one-on-one coaching. Outside of business, like, you know, going into the life part and how your intuitive knowing and how being able to just do the thing imperfectly leads to what's next is now I get to do the Pinterest TV episodes. I get to do special episodes when they invite me. I know there's, you can even do Pinterest TV. You don't have to be invited by Pinterest now. I just like to do them when they invite me because you get exclusive access to everybody during that time. Nobody else can go during your time slot. Now it's becoming more like Instagram Live where a lot of people can go live at different times. So that's why I like to do it exclusively with them when they invite me. But the beauty of this is that you get to pivot. You get to change. in business and in your life. You are the tree. You get to change your branches. You get to change your colors, just like a tree does during the fall. It does not look the same as it does during the summer or it does during winter. And it's so important that in your business that you intuitively allow yourself to evolve. And how can you do that? Is by taking imperfect action in what your inner knowing and that gut feeling is telling you to do. I am not the first person who started a mobile salon, okay? But I'm probably one of the few persons around my area that did start doing it and have been very vocal about it. Was it scary? Yes, but I knew for years I kept getting this feeling that I had to do it. There was times when I wanted to give up. There was times where opposition came. Some people were not happy. I got reported to state board. I mean, there was this crazy shit that has happened through all of this. People have called me names because I wouldn't give out all the information for free in the beginning. Like, it was just like so many horrible things I've gone through. But I am so grateful because that mobile salon has taught me resilience. It has taught me perseverance. And I want the same thing for you. And all of this just started with a Pinterest board of literally my dream business, which had the mobile salon. I put a bunch of different pictures of what it would look like, what it would feel like. And if you don't utilize Pinterest for this, use it. Like, use it for your dream business, right? So yesterday I went in there on Pinterest and I had my dream business board. And I realized I have accomplished over 60% of the things I had set out to do with that dream business. And it was incredible to me because I hadn't seen that board in probably like a year and a half. And I was like, wow, like it's insane like how much we project and how powerful our mind and our, you know, and capable we are when we want something, right? So I went ahead and I deleted everything that I've already accomplished, part of my dream business. And now I started my new dream business. So last year we had some really hard things and horrible things happen. That's life, you know, my business blew up and grew, but my personal life like took a big toll where I had to really step back. And I wanted to share that with you because intuitively in business, sometimes we feel like we have to go 100% and sometimes you do not, and you still will be able to grow and be abundant and have opportunities. You do not need to be 100% go, go, go. And that's part of that feminine energy or that fun and like, you know, free spirited type of thing and, you know, energy within us that we need to allow that space to, it's okay to slow down. And if I really emphasize a lot of that in this podcast, it's because with so many like education platforms of telling us to post every day and do all the damn things, some of the most beautiful growth in business has happened when intuitively I feel I need to slow down. It happened with a podcast. I just felt I needed a break. I just felt like I needed a pause. I'm not sure why that happened, but I trusted the knowing, right? And it's the trusting into the unknown, trusting yourself. Like, you know so much about your business. You know so much about your life. So why not trust that inner knowing that it's okay to slow down? And opportunities come usually when I try, when I feel as, and I listen to those intuitive feelings. So listen to your intuitive feelings. If you feel like you need to take a break from posting, take a break from posting. If you feel like you need to post other type of content that nobody else is sharing, then do that. Like, I literally just did that with my Instagram. Something inside me told me I needed to change it, and I pivoted it. I didn't question it, and then one day I just said it out loud. Like, I'm no longer doing foil highlights. Like, if you want highlights in a foil, I am not for you. It's over. Like, that part of my life, it's over. I will do collaborations and I go help out. Shout out to my best friend, Ricardo Hada Hair. I will go help out my educator friends in the industry. But to tell me that I'm going to do foil highlights, I'm not doing that. Like, it's done. Like, it's part of the past. Maybe I'll come back to it in the future. I don't know. But I'm not judging myself. Although for other hair colorists or hairstylists, that may make no sense and be like, Celeste is going loca. What is she going to do then? Like, you're supposed to, if you're a hair colorist, you need to highlight. I'm saying I'm trusting myself and I say no. Like, that's old. That's part of who I was. That's no longer aligned with me. I'm pivoting my business to a new direction. Again, part of that inner trusting and knowing is that not everybody's going to agree with you. Not everybody's going to understand you. But you know that it is for the well-being of you. Because if you are in a higher state, if you are in a better place, like everything else around you will also grow and evolve with you. So I really wanted to talk about that really important, the intuitive in your business, how important it is. And just, you know, to go to the second part of this, just wanted to let you know that, you know, even with my mobile salon, so I was telling you last year, a lot of shit happened in my personal life. So I couldn't, you know, like, do the renovation for my mobile. And I beat myself up because I was like, damn, I've been trying to do this for 2 years and things are like not falling into place, right? And then I just let it go. I was like, okay, it's not time yet. And now we're getting close into the time. And I've decided this is the year I'm actually going to do it. It's in the right timing. Everything's aligning. And I am so grateful that it didn't work out those past 2 years. Because now I'm ready to pivot. I'm ready to like do something different. Still a hairstylist. I'm still a colorist. But in a different way. So this new mobile salon that's coming up, it's going to be totally different from the one I first started with. Not just in aesthetic, but also like in what type of business it is, how it's ran, what experiences in it. I just have this new vision for it. And it barely came into like full, you know, like vision mode for me in this past week that I took off. And that's the part where I really want to invite you that if you feel like it is time to change, you allow yourself to change. That if you feel it's time to stop, allow yourself to stop and allow yourself to be different from what the world and everybody wants for you. This is your life. You are the tree. Everything that you comes out of you are your little branches, and you get to allow to evolve and change. Change is constant. Nothing stays the same. Even for hairstylists, right? Trends, hair colors, haircuts, nothing stays the same. Right now, it's all about the butterfly haircut. But, you know, next month, it's probably going to change to some other type of haircut, right? And that's the beauty of part being this industry, that sometimes we forget, just like our, you know, techniques may be the same, but the trends change all the time. You are allowed to change. You're allowed to evolve your business, and you're allowed to grow out of the floral stage, which was me. I had lots of flowers, and I'm over the flowers. So I'm going to my next stage. And now let's go into the intuition with your life. I'm going to mix this deck of cards. So this is a business deck of cards, but they're really cute. They have really fun little sayings and drawings. And so I'm going to pick one for you. It's not tarot. It's literally like a business little like affirmation cards, deck of cards. And I'm going to pick one. And here it is. It says, you can't change the world if you can't change your mind. It is the way it is because you say it is. And if you continue to argue for your limitations, you'll get to keep them. And that's beautiful. It aligns right with what we were talking today about. So I leave you with that card for the business intuitive part of it. Now let's go into the life intuition. So I really want to tap into like the motherhood, being a wife, being a sister, being a friend, all those type of things about us since it's Women's Month. The importance of your intuition with it. And I really want to tap into that because as women, we have so much pressure and we deal with different things. And yes, I am very understanding that some of us don't identify as a woman. But I'm just speaking as my experience as a woman, as a mother, as a human, in regards to that. So something very interesting happened. So my husband, when he takes the kids, my daughter, to the dentist, they love him. Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Dads never take their kids to the dentist, and he gets praised, right? Then I took her to the dentist yesterday. And they're like, oh, where's your husband? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, he can't come today. Okay, well, she was better with you today, but I'm glad. I'm like, okay. And I just thought it was so interesting. I'm like, wow, he gets praised if he takes a day off. He gets praised if he takes our daughter to the dentist. But moms were just like, well, we're expected to do this. And it started to really, as I knew I was going to record this podcast today, I'm like, wow, as women, sometimes we get like underappreciated. There's this whole expectation that we should manage a home, we should manage our kids, we need to do all these freaking things, and it's part of our expectation of who the hell we're supposed to be. And for me, I've always been like, and if this resonates with you, maybe you're different. Maybe you're like, I don't want to be like that. I have my own expectations. Maybe having kids are just not in the role for you. There's nothing wrong with that. I have friends that don't want to have kids. I love them. They love my kids, but that's not in their cards for them. They don't want that. And I respect that for them. And, you know, and they get so annoyed because, you know, they happen to be women. And they identify as a woman, and they'll get asked all the time, hey, we're going to have a kid. And they're like, well, I don't want to have kids. And people are like, why not? Right. And we have so much pressure also as now business women, as CEOs, as business owners to be a certain way, to fulfill all these expectations according to the world. So I'm going to choose a card for us as we go into this part of the episode about the importance about tapping into our inner knowing, into your inner knowing of what is right for you, right? Following that intuitive of like your life and how it can help also your business when you start tapping into that intuition. So I'm going to go ahead and mix this. So this is a deck. It's an oracle cards and it's Work Your Light and it's from Rebecca Campbell. And I'm going to pick a couple of cards that just fell, which I think is kind of like telling us this is the cards that we need to read today. So here we go. So there are four of them. The first is trust the niggle. I love that. What is niggling feeling trying to tell you, right? And that can be your butterflies, you have this gut feeling, or you have like sometimes people have dreams, or you have this like just this inner knowing that you need to do this thing. So trust those inner knowings. I think it's so important. Sometimes we second guess, right? Like, has that ever happened to you where you're like guessing yourself, second guessing, like, I don't know, maybe I should run this by my friend or by my partner or by somebody else before I respond. Trust yourself. Like, and that's what this episode is really about. Like in life, trust yourself what you're doing, what's right. As a mom, I am not a soccer mom. Shout out to all my soccer moms and all the mothers that take their kids to sports. That's my sister. That woman doesn't have holidays. That woman is all about the sports for kids. And I have so much respect and love for her because it takes a lot. It takes a big toll on her too. But she does it because her kids love it, right? My kids are not into sports. I'm not into sports either. And I'm so glad because I am not a soccer mom. For the longest time, I felt bad. I felt like it wasn't enough. Like I shouldn't call myself a mother because I wasn't taking my kids to sports or I was working instead of taking them to sports. And my kids didn't like them. Like they were crying going to like soccer practice. And that inner knowing or that inner trust your nickel, right? That inner feeling was like, you know what? Am I doing this for them or am I doing this for the world and what people may think of me? So I decided not to do soccer anymore. My kids don't like it. I don't like it. So we stopped doing that. I no longer judge myself. You may think or other people may listen to this and be like, that's horrible, Celeste. You should do something for your kids. For me, for our family, this works out good. And that's the part where you need to trust your inner knowing. And doing that in life also helped me in business and trusting myself to say no, thank you. We are as women have sometimes a hard time to say no because at least for me, I was brought up in a house where like being a woman and being Latina, you say yes. Like your job is like people pleasing. Like, you know, it's about your husband and your kids and you say yes and you do all the things. Even if you're dead tired, you keep going, you nag and you're miserable, but you keep doing, you say yes, yes, yes. And I saw so much burnout around me. I get to say no. Sometimes people will not like it. Sometimes people will walk away from you or like you'll lose friendships over time. But again, in our life and in business, things are constantly changing. And with friendships, I also feel like it's that way too. We either up level together or we grow apart, you know, and it's okay. We had a season, we had our time where we were meant to be together. And there's times to like move forward. So trust your inner knowing and what's right in your life. Especially when you're a mother and you have a family, you're so trusting yourself knowing how to run your own house, how your life looks like, may look different than mine or anybody else's, and that's okay. We need to give ourselves a grace to be different, and it's okay to say no. The next card that comes out is the Great Gathering. It's all coming together, intuitive hits, soul tribe. And I think that's so beautiful, like being in alignment with who your friends are and where your life is headed. You're allowed to change, and you're going to attract your own people. Part of people pleasing, right? Breaking that cycle was that not everybody's going to like me, and I'm not going to be a good fit for everybody, and everybody's not a good fit for me. And not to take it personal. When somebody tells me, hey, I don't like this, or hey, this didn't come out like I wanted to, instead of beating myself up, how can I make this better so I don't make that mistake again? And, you know, like I've learned so many different things throughout the time, but I just think it's so important that we really start trusting ourselves, that sometimes part of the process is not knowing where we're headed, right? So, again, sharing something personal just about me. We were buying a house, so we put an offer, we got a bid, and nothing was working out. We had given our 60-day notice, okay? And we were looking for a house to rent. But I was like, man, I really wish I could just like go month to month, because if everything changes, like people are saying, I want to buy a house. Like, I really want to buy a house this year. But I want it to be the right house too, at the right price. And nothing was working out. We're trying to rent a house. It just wasn't working out. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know. And then we asked, our apartment has already been rented out, so we had to get out of here by April 9th. Again, that intuitive feeling in your life, how it helps you. Let me share a story with you. What happened? I felt like I should go to the office that day. We already got told our apartment's rented out and we cannot stay there. We have to get out. And we're going to go look at another unit. It was like $1,000 more a month. It's still in the same complex. And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like we need to go to the office. I went to the office that day. Believe it or not, the manager was so nice. She's like, no worries. You guys can stay there. Although our apartment was rented, they were going to move the new tenant to another one that's nicer for them. And we get to stay here and we get to go month to month. So that when I'm ready to leave and go buy my house, I get to get out of here. Why am I sharing this? It's that intuitive hits, that intuitive knowing. I just had a feeling I should go in. I didn't know what the expectation was going to go out of it. I am so relieved because now I don't have to pack and I can actually wait to pack until we actually move into our actual home, which I'm super happy about. The kids are happy about. But if I always think about this too, and I want to share this with you. How many times do you have those feelings that you should just do this? Or you know what? I should just go try to do this. I don't know why, but I feel like I need to do this. It's so important that we listen to that. Sometimes it has bit me when I haven't listened to it. I make mistakes. I'm human too. But I just wanted to share that story with you, that in life, just like in business, just like I told you about the mobile, it was something that I felt really had to do. Although I faced obstacles, it ended up working out. The same thing with my housing situation. We're going through obstacles and it all worked out seamlessly at the end. It wasn't like that. It was hella bumpy getting there. But trusting your inner knowing, so important in life. The next card that came out, it's the Mirror. Who or what is triggering you? So right now, I've been slowing down. Have you ever met somebody or seen people that really annoy you or make you feel a certain type of way? So I've been really working on, why do I feel that certain type of way? Or why are they reflecting back to me, right? And sometimes I'll be like, oh, reflecting back to me at a time of my life or a space where how I used to be or different things, and giving people grace. So although I've been very like, you know, open with you this episode about life and everything going on, it has been such a special time to really understand that people go through things. Like, I may not know what you're going through or your family's going through or your friends going through. And sometimes we just see the shiny outside things. While, you know, having that episode like was awesome of Pinterest TV and other beautiful things having happening in my business, it's also been a really hard emotional time for me. And so, you know, I've been working a lot with my therapist and energy work and just healing myself and taking in the air and slowing down. But we don't know that, right? Like, sometimes we think that person, oh, they have it all figured out together. Their life is all great. Or somebody is triggering you, making you feel angry or upset. ask yourself why. And if you don't understand why it's happening or what's, you know, what's really triggering you about the situation, remember to give people grace. We never know what people are dealing with. We never know what they've gone through. And I really do believe that we each have different capabilities of how much we can handle. I may be able to handle more than other people, or I may be able to handle way less than other people. And same thing goes for you. So when somebody's triggering you, like, why is it triggering you? So when you're at the salon and somebody's asking you for a discount, why is that triggering you, right? So maybe if I ask you for a discount, you'll be like, that's really annoying. Why is Celeste asking me for a discount? But why? The better question is, why am I angry at her? Well, I'm angry at Celeste because I need to pay for daycare and she's asking me for a discount. So that's taking away from my profit and the money I need to pay for daycare. So instead, what can I do to prevent this? So I can let people know, you know, like, this is my pricing. I can put my pricing on my site. I can put pricing on my website. I can send out an email with all of my pricing list for my clients so they know what the pricing is. I can let them know we don't offer discounts, but maybe I have a loyalty program, or maybe for their birthday, they get a special treat. I don't know, but think of ways how you can prevent it and also why it's triggering you. And part of that with this whole mirror thing, like what's triggering you or who's triggering you, also remember that you don't owe anybody an explanation of why you don't give discounts or why your prices are going up. I did want to share that because you should let your clientele know that you're having a price increase at least 30 days in advance. It's happened to me where I get no notification. I show up and it's $3 more or $5 more. And that's nothing. Like, it's fine. But it's the moral of like, well, then is she going to go up $10 or $15 in a month and I'm not going to know, right? So that's the part where it bothers me because I'm like, I need to know this stuff, right? Because I want to know. We all want to know the prices. Even Kim Kardashian probably wants to know how much the house costs before she buys the damn house. Even if it's a couple million dollars that she can afford, she still wants to know the price. We all want to know the pricing, right? But most importantly, I just think it's so important that we remember that we don't have to tell people why. Why are you working only part-time? Why do you work full-time? Like, why are your prices increasing? Why you don't give discounts? You don't have to do that if you don't want to. And that's also part as women, as this whole women's month of History Month, we get to say no, we get to be strong. And that doesn't make us a B-I-T-C-H and it doesn't make us mean, okay? I can be assertive and kind all at once. And some people may like it, some may not. But at the end of the day, you get to be strong. We're, as women, we're allowed to be strong. We're allowed to have boundaries and it's okay and healthy not to release all the information to the world. And lastly, the last card is your guidance is divinely guided. And to wrap all this up is about your intuition, is the importance of knowing that sometimes we're not going to know where we're headed. So I'm getting ready to, like, you know, go through the whole process of renovating my second unit and, you know, switching up my business and having a new aesthetic and vibe and feel and a whole shift in my business of how I want to run it and what experience I want to give my clients. I don't know, being transparent AF, because this is how my brain works, I don't know how it's going to look at the end. I don't know. I mean, I know it's going to be less than 40 days for the full transformation of my mobile to go into a full going, like, little engine that could. I know the transformation is going to take around 40 days. I don't know every single obstacle I'm going to face. I don't know every single thing where I'm going to find them. I have an idea and feel of what I want it to look like and feel like. But I don't know where everything's going to come from. I just internally, inside of me, know that it will all fall into place like it's supposed to. It may not be the way I want to, but it's going to fall the way it's supposed to. And in this episode about following your intuition in life and in business and how powerful it can be through the examples that I have shared through my own journey, I welcome you to journal or even write down in your iPhone notes. What has happened when you trust your inner knowing? What has happened when you had that gut feeling or that butterflies or like just that feeling like, hey, I should probably do this or I should post this kind of thing or I should write this kind of article or email or blog or create this type of video? What has happened when you have actually trusted yourself more than the outside world? Something beautiful that's happening right now that I've even noticed with one of my coaches, because I literally have, like truly that I pay for, I have one coach right now. The other one, it's a program that I won a scholarship for. And the other two programs, I'm just grandfathered in. So I've been in that program for over 3 years. So I retake it every year for free. And I get access to those two amazing coaches. But the one where I pay every year, she's going through a transformation even in how she's coaching us, right? And allowing us to trust our inner knowing more and trust ourselves more and not seek for her validation, not seek for her, do you think it's a good idea? But more of like, what do we want to do, right? And trusting ourselves. And it has been so beautiful because it has really pushed me out of the box to be more trustworthy to myself, to be trustworthy of my word, and to also in regards to my intuitive like feelings or butterfly feelings or like when you feel like you get an idea or you have that dream or you have that inspiration or maybe it's in your Pinterest board like mine is, that you know that you are capable of doing it. And sometimes we're going to need help to get that accomplished. I am not a plumber. I am not an electrician. I'm not a carpenter. I am not a tile setter. That's my husband's. He's a tile contractor. He has a lot of knowledge in the construction industry. I hire experts in those areas to not only do the work for me, but educate me. To not only to give them inspiration and let them run with it and have some fun, because that's the part of it, right? It doesn't matter if you're a carpenter, tile setter, or you're a hairstylist or colorist or lash artist, makeup artist, or a beauty pro. We all want and get into work with our hands because we like to have fun with it. And the best work that comes out of everybody I've learned, including people who outside of their trades are going to be partaking in this project that I'm doing with my second mobile, is that I need to allow them to showcase their fun part. I need to allow them to have their experience come out and their ideas and creativities come out to create something beautiful, right? So we can all in collaboration create this beautiful space. And that's what I have learned is that, and I want to share with you today, if you have an idea, if you have your intuitive knowing that your life needs to change, whether it's a home or the way that you view motherhood should be like for you that best fits you, but maybe that the world be okay with that. Be okay not knowing how people are going to receive it, but that you know that you're happy. Be okay with your inner knowing that your business needs to change or it needs to pivot or you're going to create this new business and you're going to need help from outside sources and trust the unknown. And that has created some of the biggest blessings and some of the most beautiful projects for me is trusting the unknown and trusting ourselves enough to know that we have the skills that it takes to move forward and to change. Change is constant. That's the one thing that will never change. Is one of the things that I've been working a lot with because I guess for some reason, for a person that changes a lot, she has problem with change. That's Celeste. That's me. But I've been working on that, right? Being okay with change because change is constant, right? I can try to have a cup of coffee today, but you know, my whole morning can go crazy and not have a cup of coffee into the afternoon. Maybe you have a plan for your day tomorrow and something else unexpected can happen and you're they may turn out to be different. So change is constant. And that's the one thing that we do get to have is our intuitive knowings of when something's right or wrong. Because part of that intuition as well is sometimes saying no. I have said no to a lot of big opportunities because it's not in alignment. I've talked about this in the episode, but I did want to share this with you. Part of trusting your intuition, it was this big brand, it's all over a whole bunch of stores. They wanted me to become an ambassador for them. I said no, and I had to put my ego aside because my ego wanted to say yes. But my inner knowing said no because it was out of alignment because their products uses ingredients that are not healthy. Some of them have formaldehyde in it. And it's a well-known brand. It's all over a whole bunch of freaking stores nationally. But me, intuitively, I'm like, that's not in alignment with me. I'm like, I would never put that on my freaking head. Why would I, you know, be an ambassador for it to harm other people? Like, hell no. So I said no. And that's the part of your intuitive. Sometimes you're going to have to say no to things that may not make sense to other people, but it makes sense to you. Put yourself first. Put your values first, right? For me, the people matter most. Like, yes, I'm here to make business, to make profit, to flourish from all of this. But also, like, I want people's well-being. I don't want people getting sick. I want people's, like, to be healthy. I want to try to use the best products I can. I want to use products that are safe for people, that I would trust to put in my own children and in my own self and my own body, right? Our skin is our biggest organ in our whole body is skin. Our scalp, which is in our head, right? We use color. We use all kinds of things. Like, that's an organ. We're sucking all that stuff inside into our pores, right? So that's where my values really had to come out. And I invite you to trust your intuition, to trust yourself, and to invite yourself to put your values first. I invite you to put your, to give yourself grace that you're going to be different as a mother, as a CEO, as a business owner. This is your life. You are your own tree, and you get to, you know, everything that extends out from you, all your little branches that extends from you, gets to be different, gets to showcase all the beautiful parts that make you you. So this year in 2023 is a year to embrace the unknown for me. I hope this episode really helped you out. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And I will be back next week with a special guest episode. We're going to be talking about respecting one another with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's a very heartfelt episode, and I'm so honored to have her here. And then the second one, the second guest I have is Holly. She was just a beautiful example of what it is to be really in community over competition. And it's just a beautiful interview to really inspire all of us. And I will see you back here next week with so much love. See you next time. Bye, love.